I'm Matt Linhart. I'm the director of the jazz band at the high school. And this big trip to the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival we've been taking every other year since 2004. And it takes a lot of effort in fundraising and intense rehearsals, trying to capture what's going to display our band in the best light. And you're choosing the right songs.
My name's Kemba Longworth. At the Jazz Festival, there's lots of clinics that you can go to. You can learn about improvisation, vocal stuff, and we even went to some dance classes where we learned to swing dance and kind of jazz line dancing.
What instrument do you play?
Trumpet.
I'm Ellie Bergren, and at the festival, yeah, we went to lots of concerts and stuff and watched lots of jazz bands playing, which was really cool, and I play the trumpet.
The rules are you prepare 6 tunes, and then once you get on your performance site, for your size schools, your category, you roll a single dice, and whichever number you roll is the number of those 6 that you play. So I rolled a 5, and number 5 was Blue and Sentimental, which was a ballad that I wanted to play anyway. So that freed me up to pick the other 2, because you perform 3 of those 6. So I could pick other 2 songs to complement that. And this is done 20 minutes before we perform. And so there comes that moment where, what will our other 2 be? And one of them I kind of put up for a brief discussion with the band. You know, what do you want to do? What feels good? This is about performing our best music. What of the choices we have remaining to us, what would you like to play? And I went with what the drummer wanted, which was All Blues by Miles Davis. And our ballad was Blue and Sentimental by the Count Basie Band. And our opening number was Basin Street Blues by Spencer Williams, an old New Orleans tradition piece.
My name is Bridget Schwartz, and I play trumpet. And there were a lot of highlights from the trip, but we got to go to 3 jazz festivals, or jazz concerts, one on Thursday night, one on Friday, and one on Saturday. And I don't know, we don't really get to hear that type of music live that often, so it's great.
You don't have famous jazz musicians showing up in Petersburg too often.
No.
My name is Gina Mucci, and at the festival I really like the live performances at night because they do a lot of things that they don't do on the recordings, like whatever they feel like at the time. And in recording it's just sort of like what they written the music, so it was cool, and the ballroom dances were really fun.
We were in the small school division, which had 18 schools, and the schools came from Idaho, Eastern Washington, Canada, Alaska, us, you know, and when you find out what place you got at this winner's concert in the afternoon, they announce the winner of that category comes up on stage. And when that winning band is on stage, then they announce who got 2nd and 3rd. So the winning band was from Roslyn, B.C. And we, when they were on stage, they announced first name. They announced it was Petersburg High School Jazz Band from Petersburg, Alaska. And it's a great moment to see the kids just like, yes, you know, and high fives and hugs all around. Just a good feeling, you know, even if you're not up there for the winning.